That was kind of depressing.
Well, there was only one. It was me.
Nobody else has any drinks. That's okay.
All right.
All right. So, podcast episode number six?
Six.
We have milk now. It's all carbonated.
Six.
Sorry that we were just
drinking six.
We're back.
They are.
Me and Nick are back.
Size missed 2 weeks. Nick missed last week because he was at a concert.
We haven't missed a single week, Joey.
Yeah, go us. We're on 6 weeks in a row.
Good for you.
I already met my New Year's resolution of having a podcast without Nick jokes. It was perfect. And then right at the end.
I thought your New Year's resolution was
that was one of them.
Penis.
Damn it.
I thought your New Year's resolution was to have a podcast every week.
No, that was my second New Year's resolution. I had a couple.
You get one, Joey.
You could have as many resolutions as you'd like.
You got a list.
Yeah, you had a list, but you forgot your second one.
No, you know what? My new New Year's resolution is to stop all of your New Year's resolutions.
Good luck with
that.
Well,
fuck you. I already got my first one.
Except Nick. I like Nick.
Yeah. Oh. What up, homie?
I don't have any resolutions, I don't think. Did I have a resolution, or did I get cut off then, too?
No. You had. I think you went first. I don't remember what it was, though.
Yeah, it was probably something unimportant.
It was probably something.
So how was your guys' 2 weeks that you weren't here? Super Bowl happened since you guys were gone.
Yeah.
Fuck the Super Bowl. I'm so pissed.
Oh, were you?
So pissed.
They're
voting for the Broncos?
Yeah. No, I would be, too, because the way the Broncos threw that game away, like, they've never played that shitty in their entire life. I've never seen... I don't even think Peyton Manning has thrown that many interceptions in his entire career than he did in that one game. That's bullshit.
Yeah. Peyton Manning was the MVP for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, right? I really think they were paid off to throw the game. I really do. That was my 100%. 49-8?
Getting paid, getting paid off to lose the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I don't think I could be paid enough to throw the Super Bowl.
I wanna, if you could guess the money,
I mean,
how much do you think he paid him?
Think about how much money the football players are already making on that
how
team.
How many Papa John's franchises
that's,
can
no,
he
no,
open?
No. What you hear that number is like $4 million for their career or whatever. It's for the next so many years that they're there. That's not one big bundle of money they get. That's spread out through that.
Through their contract.
Yeah. So, like, if they're like, hey, we'll give you $1 million today, each player and each coach, $1 million right here, right now to throw the Super Bowl, that's a lot of fucking money. Just $1 million. I would consider it. If you're like, oh, you gave me $1 million to throw a Super Bowl, it's always next year. I'll throw it this time.
By the way, Nick, I discovered that your laugh has a very specific look on the editing screen.
It's the biggest line.
It's the biggest line. And it's like, line, space. Like, we're going to put it on a shirt.
Yeah.
It's like a heartbeat monitor.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's exactly like a heartbeat monitor, sort of, almost. Close.
Well, it does kind of look like it.
Yeah,
I'm flattered.
Yeah.
Aw, Nick, you're the heartbeat of the show.
Aww.
That was gay as fuck.
So gay.
Not that we have problems with gay people, again.
Yeah, we have to make that very clear in our list of offensive podcasts.
Jesus.
Although, I love how we don't defend ourselves about any of the other people we make fun of.
I don't have a problem with anybody. I'm cool with everybody. I want to make fun of myself and everybody else. Like, no one is safe. Nobody.
I'm not safe.
Mm-mm.
I use protection.
All right.
Wow, music right time.
We were dancing. It was
So you guys hear that have you guys used Windows 8 yet at all?
No, I have not.
Dude, I refuse Windows 8. To.
How do you not use
it? It's so bad.
I refuse to.
Windows 8 is like the best thing since buttered toast.
Really?
No. What planet do you live on?
It sucks.
But and the reason most people think it sucks is because of that big Metro interface thing with the huge icons and start menu and
the
stuff.
The AOL Kids fucking intro screen.
Yeah, exactly.
AOL Kids, holy shit, that's old school.
But it looks just like it.
It does.
Anyway,
every time I start that up, I go straight to desktop mode. I cannot deal with that.
What Microsoft did is they have announced they're updating Windows 8.1 to go straight to desktop when you boot up your computer.
So you can, instead of going to that big-ass AOL Kids screen,
yes,
you go straight to desktop.
Straight to desktop, yeah, and sadly, your start menu is still that goofy icon Metro thing, but it's a step in the right direction. They're kind of admitting, that wasn't really a great idea. Nobody likes it.
Oh, yeah, that's shitty. I hate it. It was a big hot mess.
That's all right.
And now they've put it on the Xbox and the Windows phones and...
Did they really?
Yeah. You haven't noticed it on your Xbox yet?
No.
The big Metro interface, big icon, really?
It's been like that.
It's called the Metro theme. It's like
been on Xbox forever.
That's what I'm saying.
So I thought you just said introduced it to Xbox, and I'm like, no, Xbox has been the same. Don't say it.
They've had there too, and now they're kind of abandoning it but getting rid of it sort of for Windows 8.1. It's kind of like, maybe people don't like this. We should probably go back to our normal start menu.
Makes sense.
So,
but you know what? Everything I have is on my desktop anyway. League of Legends, Infinite Crisis Beta, Hearthstone beta, and I think that's it. Steam.
And where are you going with that?
Just that I never use... No.
Oh, my God.
Just that I never use the Metro shit. Display. I never use any of that.
Oh, you mean your desktop on the computer. Yeah. I thought you were talking about, like...
Like my desktop?
Yeah, like your desktop at home. You're sitting at your desk.
Joey was just looking at you like...
Joey's like, this is stupid. Bitch. What are you talking about?
Where are we going?
No, but you said that you... The
I get start what you're, menu is I get what you're saying. Now, I thought you were just talking about your desktop computer at home, and I was like, why? Because it's on your desk. Does it matter if it's got the Metro or not?
I don't even think I have a working desktop anymore. I think I have two laptops.
Who the fuck didn't turn their phone off because I can hear it vibrating in the desk?
Damn it, Nick.
I'm sorry. Bitches be texting me.
Oh, man.
Well, aren't you special?
You had no idea what these past 2 weeks have been like.
Oh, well, yeah, you've been missing out on the podcast. Yeah. That's what it's been. Yeah. Been all alone. It's been a crazy. Solo podcast.
Whew. Yeah. Me and Joey had to go it alone. No,
I didn't. I don't have to go it alone soon. Yeah.
What?
sorry, guys. I haven't slept at all, so I'm a little...
So you're tired?
I'm a little loopy.
I would like to say something. Nick came and visited me at work today.
I did.
It was so nice. Like, just surprised me. He said, I got a random text. I haven't... think I got a text from Nick in maybe days, maybe a week straight.
Probably.
And I just got a text. I'm at work. He's like, yo, come out back. I'm like, what? So I walk out back and he's sitting there in his car. I was like, my lover.
It was a good time.
I missed you.
Yeah, I went to go see a lady friend and she just so happens to live right across the street from this job.
Oh,
convenience.
So, very convenient. I can literally throw a stone and hit him in the head. It's that close.
That sounds like fun. Can we do that? Record that?
No,
we could put that out as a video?
No.
Ben, why are you not on this?
Because I'm not about violence. I'm a very peaceful person.
You know what would happen?
Ben's
that
lying.
Happened?
Ben's lying.
Don't I would deep fry our potato balls and throw them back at you.
Mm.
And as soon as they hit, it's deep fried potatoes splattering on you.
That sounds awful.
Nick's hungry.
I am so
those hungry. Were like, that's going to hurt. Those are like,
that's going to go in my tummy.
Numb.
That'll be in my mouth.
Nick
soon.
Is going to try to catch it in his mouth.
Hey. Is that what Nick does? He catches things in his mouth?
But like herpes.
Alright, so Nick, I think you remember I told you I really wanted you to be at this podcast. Oh, but yes. By the way, we're recording on Sundays now, we decided.
Yes.
Because now it's only like 10 o'clock. We started at 8, but...
I don't think anybody gives a fuck. As long as the podcasts come out the day they say they're supposed to come out, I don't think anybody gives a fuck
when true. We record them. We don't have a day that we say they come out, though.
Oh, good. Alright, so they just come out every Monday, Sunday.
They come out Wednesdays. They should come out every Wednesday,
Every Wednesday,
that'll work. So every Wednesday, look forward to the next podcast next Wednesday.
Yay!
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Fowler.
Hi,
so anyway. No offense to the gays. Brittany.
Cover all our bases here.
Just kidding.
Anyway, I really wanted Nick to be here for this podcast because I had a topic that... It was this idea I kind of got from the Patch podcast, Rooster Teeth thing. Nintendo... because we've talked a lot about Nintendo lately, merges with Disney to make Nintendo movies.
Oh, that'd be pretty shit. Cool.
Let that sink in here for a minute.
Is that a thing or is that a proposal?
No, this is a proposal that I, from the Frosted Gaming Podcast, Awesomeware Podcast, am giving to Nintendo and Disney to make the best series of movies you can imagine.
If you guys can only see my face, my jaw just slowly drops.
A Metroid movie.
Oh, and who can do that better than Disney? They both have like the same target audiences. Yeah. They're not into the
Donkey
hardcore.
Donkey Kong. And you're by yourself.
Mario Kart Racing.
I don't know. That would kind of be like
a Star Wars pod racing.
You know what? No, because they made a Mario movie a long time ago. I think they're never going to do
that. That's what I'm saying. It was really shit. It was live action. Who wants a live action Mario movie? But you had a... Remember, Disney owns Pixar.
That's true.
Pixar animated Mario movie? Saving the Princess?
That would be kind of like Wreck-It Ralph. It would be like a Wreck-It Ralph kind of movie.
Right.
I am really surprised they have not done that yet.
Yeah. That would be a perfect team-up acquisition. Movie. And the reason that was brought up is, I guess, Nintendo...
We get 15%.
Yeah. 15% of
seriously, we made the idea.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Screw Rooster Teeth.
We document, like, the day we made this, so if they do that, we'll be like, you took it from us, assholes.
February 9th at 10:18 p.m.
Okay.
Seriously.
But speaking of Nintendo,
I want to be rich.
They don't let us monetize Let's Plays, so I came up with a great idea.
Dude, you used two big words in that sentence, and my brain fucked itself.
Nintendo doesn't allow
Let's Players to make money on their YouTube videos.
Yeah, you can't play a Nintendo game and make money on it.
Ben's, some reason, I feel like this is an offensive idea, but Ben's idea is we make Nintendo Let's Plays, and all the money we earn from Nintendo Let's Plays would go to charities. But as long as Nintendo is taking the money from them, it's not going to the charities.
Because for some reason, we needed a not-for-profit thing for one of my ideas that's never, ever going to happen.
Ben has lots of ideas that are never going to happen.
Never going to
happen. I have a million ideas, and maybe 10 of them are good.
None of them are going to happen.
Maybe one. Maybe.
I was like, well, you got one solid.
I hate you guys so much. I fucking hate you guys.
One that you can just always fall back to.
But
that'll never happen.
Okay.
I love you so much.
I'm done.
Oh, all right, what are we saying, Ben? Go ahead.
No, fuck you guys.
I think I ruined Ben's idea already.
You did.
Anyway, Ben, basically, the idea is we take the YouTube Nintendo videos and we put ads on them, and then we're going to look at the amount of money we brought from those videos and donate them to charities.
Yeah.
But instead, we're not going to because Nintendo takes them. That's how they.
So Nintendo looks like a jackass for taking the money instead of giving it to charity.
Exactly.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
But it's dick. But that's awesome.
So we're not actually going to do that, but if somebody out there wants to do that,
do it.
As like a big political thing.
I support you.
No balls. You won't.
Come on, B. Be a hero.
Yeah, but Nintendo actually mentioned they are open to the idea of merging with other companies.
Okay.
But Nintendo's up there huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the list of companies is, but they're definitely among the top companies there, so I don't know who they would be able to merge with that would be a
Disney
merge and not an acquisition. Well, exactly. Disney was, I'm kind of telling the story backwards, but yeah,
I could see Disney making one badass Metroid movie.
I agree, or even a Mario movie.
Yeah, I mean, look what they did with the Avengers.
Whoa, hey, wait, what about, never mind.
No, share your idea, Ben.
Share,
come on,
we're all friends here.
Never what if happen. They merged with like Square Enix? I mean, I know that's definitely not even in the realm of possibility. No.
So it'd be like a Final Fantasy Mario game?
No. Yeah, but they're kind of in the same industry. And Nintendo's actually expressed interest
Mario
in merging with
Phoenix Down.
With a health industry type.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do with their interest in health, but that's what Nintendo's going towards now.
Well, because they have, like, the pedometers built into the 3DS and
stuff
Wii
like that.
Sports and...
Another big word. My brain just had diarrhea.
Pedometer? Really?
It's meter.
The thing that you strap to your belt and
it
counts your
measures steps. Your heartbeat with your hands. What's that thing when you're on a treadmill? You have that
treadmill?
Thing you hold.
That's a heart rate monitor.
Yeah, but you hold on to it.
Oh,
yeah, it's called a heart rate monitor.
Okay, so a heart rate
Who
monitor...
Who has seen Trailer Park Boys? Ricky. This guy.
I haven't seen it.
No, I've never seen
it. I'm sure
don't ever affiliate me with that name ever in your life. I am not a bandwagoner.
God.
Not a bandwagoner.
Watch Trailer Park Boys.
So who's heard stuff about Nintendo making mini game apps for the iPhone?
I did.
Yes.
But tell me more about
that. So like
that.
Mini Pokemon apps?
No.
No, I doubt they put Pokemon on that, but
that's
like the only thing selling the 3DS. That's a lie, but...
Come on.
No, it's not.
Let's be real. That
it's
is
a huge
the only
part of
thing
it.
Keeping them alive.
It's
really
a huge part
is.
Of this.
Yeah.
I mean, Zelda, the last Zelda game, is supposedly the best game they've made yet.
Really?
Yeah.
A Link Between Worlds or the other one?
I think it was A Link Between Two
Worlds. Yeah, that one. I still haven't played it. I want to get it, though.
Okay, every time we have this podcast, that beep goes off. What the fuck is that beep?
It's actually... I have Verizon for my house internet. And part of that is your phones go through the internet or something. I don't even have a house phone, so it really pisses me off. But they have a backup battery in case your power goes out. Your phones still work. Again, I don't have any fucking house phones, so it's really annoying. But the battery's been dying for the last like year and a half, so every 15 minutes or so it beeps.
Okay.
All
right.
But yeah, speaking of phones, let's go back to Nintendo and their mobile strategy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So, anyway.
Nick, were you going to continue on
you
that?
You seem to have thoughts
on it. I think that... Ugh. A handheld Mario game.
I don't...
Well, supposedly they're mini-games, so I don't know if they
like
would use
mini,
any...
Like Mario Party games.
No, like WarioWare. Do you remember WarioWare?
No.
They were like 5-second games.
Yeah.
No,
what?
Yeah, it was like a 5-second game, and then they're one after the other. And you just go as long as you can before you screw up.
Oh, okay.
No idea what that is. But it sounds fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I've enjoyed it. Yeah. I had it on the Wii when the Wii first came out.
Really?
I probably still have it somewhere.
Hmm. Well, I mean, it depends on which marketing they go with.
What do you mean? For like,
would they use like some audience? Of their would, yeah, would they go with like original characters, or would they fall back to like, you know, their main
I group? Highly doubt they would come out with new characters. Yeah. When's the last time Disney or Nintendo came out with a new character?
Ooh. I don't know.
Damn, that's a good question. Everybody think about that for 10 seconds.
No, they only make the same fucking 5 games over and over and
yeah,
over.
Yeah, is there like a new game that's come out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is there a new Nintendo game?
I mean, Pikmin, Zelda. They're all existing characters.
Shit. They haven't had a Metroid game.
They had the. Did they make the Epic Mickey game? No, they didn't. That was strictly Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they haven't really made any new characters in the.
Weird.
No.
Well, they're very, very limited on their third-party developers. Like, they keep it all in-house, pretty much.
Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of their biggest downfalls, really.
Yeah, and they pointed that out years ago, that if Nintendo keeps it up with the first-party bullshit, that they're going to eventually slip behind.
Which has pretty much happened.
Yeah, it's already,
that already happened.
Yeah, they are struggling to get by.
Did anyone find out if the Nintendo Fusion was a thing or not, or if it's just...
It's still in speculation and rumored right now.
Okay. Just a big old rumor.
But it was...
But speaking of rumors of related to that, Sai's really pleased with himself. He just shot his bottle cap out of his mouth at Ben in the face.
Stop. You're going to flick me in the face with it.
All right, professionalism. Oh, sorry. This is Frosted Gaming. We are awesomeware. What are we focusing on? Frosted Gaming for now.
Yeah, whatever.
It'll be the Frosted Gaming podcast. Whatever. Fuck it. But supposedly Samsung is working on a Wii U-style console where you'll use your tablet, the Galaxy tablet, as a controller for your console, just like the Wii U.
See, now that makes sense.
I don't know how I feel about a touch...
I don't know how I feel about it.
I want tablets.
Yeah, I like buttons. Because yes. Okay, check this.
You like to push the buttons?
Earthworm Jim. Remember Earthworm Jim? Played Earthworm Jim? The SNES.
Yeah.
Okay, for the Super Nintendo.
I know where he's going.
Earthworm Jim was the fucking most badass game I've ever played for SNES. Well, that's not true, but it was a fucking badass game. I loved it. However, they have it on an iPhone or any other phone that you can download the app and you play on your touchscreen. It is so impossibly hard to maneuver. It's shitty. Like, it's no fun. So, the fact that they... where Nick was saying that I need buttons. I need designated parts.
Well, I mean, maybe they would be games built specifically for the Samsung Galaxy console.
Like Fruit
thing.
Ninja?
Yeah, maybe like Fruit... I don't know. It's the multi-screen. I don't know. I'm not behind the decision-making of this process.
But I can see where Samsung can make that a good thing, but I didn't see how Nintendo would be able to, because they didn't have like a tablet market, and they're trying to make this big, ugly fucking thing.
Nick, when's the last time you slept?
Not even that, I heard his phone go off.
Oh, that's why his eyes were closed. I thought he was over here.
I was just like, that's my phone.
So it's right by the microphone too, so I'm sure the microphone's picking that up.
Every last one of them. But
them bitches.
We'll have a counter for how many times Nick's phone goes off.
Yeah, and the audio podcast, we'll just put it up in the right corner there.
At cool. the end of,
we're gonna start this shit again.
I'll let you guys know how many girls have texted me. My guess right now.
We're already
is
gonna have a counter, so
no, five.
How many girls, not like text individually, like how many girls like, in those
individually
texts?
Girls.
Okay. All right.
I'm guessing like five.
Nick, I hope all these girls listen to this and they're thinking you're a dick.
Yeah.
I fucked you, so I don't care.
Oh, Sai and Nick are back, everybody.
I'm really not a dick, but...
I don't know, these last two podcasts, you have not made a good case for yourself.
Oh, come on. I'm a nice person.
You listen to the podcast and tell yourself you're a nice person after that.
And that's not even counting the stuff I already had to cut out. Because like, I was kind of too offensive.
Did either of you laugh one time at all during your last podcast by yourselves?
I think we giggled a couple times, but not like this. It was way different.
There was one laugh, I think.
Maybe. Probably not at the anymore. End when we said peace.
No, it wasn't a not anymore.
No, that was two podcasts ago and that part was removed.
I know. That's why I can say it.
Well,
removed again.
Yeah.
All right.
Not anymore.
I heard about that. That was fucked up.
Wii U was a bad idea on Nintendo's part. That's my thing. Go.
That whole... Not anymore part.
Huh?
Shut up. Moving on.
In the Call of Duty world, right now, Call of Duty's...
I don't even want to talk about Call of Duty.
You don't want to talk about Call of Duty?
Fuck Call of Duty. Bro, I bought Ghost. I traded in... Dumbest mistake of my life. I traded in Halo 4.
Mm.
Battlefield 4.
Mm.
And I traded in GTA 5.
just to get Ghost.
That was a dumb decision.
You are dumb.
Just to get Ghost. I could have told you because that was a dumb decision before you did that.
I hated Battlefield. I hate Battlefield.
I love Battlefield.
Dude, I went out of my way. I played Battlefield 3 and I hated it. Absolutely hated it. Because the screens or the maps were so big and you can get sniped from across the map.
Yeah, right, that does get annoying sometimes.
And it's so fucking stupid. I just got done with it. I was completely over Battlefield. I was like, fuck it. I want Ghost. I've always been Call of Duty. I've always been really good at it. I want Ghost. So I traded in GTA 5, which was stupid. That was stupid.
That was really stupid.
Should have kept GTA 5. So
and GTA 5 has a lot more
and
value than Ghost.
And as soon as he put in Ghost, there's a 500% increase in the amount of people who've fucked his mother.
I don't get that.
Because everybody on Xbox Live say, hey, I fucked your mom.
Yeah, no one really does that.
Yeah, people do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you're one of them.
I was going to say, you are definitely one of them.
One out of 500, but I've heard maybe 15, 50. Between 15 and 50 since I've had
between
Xbox.
15 and 50, that's a real nice wide range there.
But
almost as wide as your mom.
Oh.
I'm sorry, right, Schaefer, I love you. Uh-huh. You're not wide.
Yes, she is.
Oh, God.
Well,
Nick's
now hitting on the Schaefer mom this week.
Yeah, he is.
God damn it, Nick.
Anyways, back to Ghost. I plugged the game in, and literally the day I got the game, wanted to take it back and tell the guy I made a mistake.
You can do that.
No, you can't.
I thought you had 24 hours.
No, yeah.
That's a myth.
Not a myth.
No, because...
Are you shitting me?
No, I told you.
I'm pretty sure
I could have taken that game back and got all three of those games back.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can.
I'm going to kill myself. I swear.
You should.
Oh, I fucked up.
No, we need him for the podcast.
How long ago was this?
Weeks.
Weeks ago.
Dumbass.
That was a terrible idea. I could have told
you. I've already broken a controller in half. Like, ripped it in half.
Yeah, it wasn't your controller, was it? It was D-Day's, right?
Why are you going to say that out loud? What if he listens to this?
Oh
I thought he knew.
No. Okay, what had happened was, as I throw controllers a lot, you guys are going to see this, I'm going to come out with a new channel, whatever you're going to call it.
Series on the channel.
It'll
be a playlist. But I break controllers. I get so angry at video games, and Ghost is just, any Call of Duty game sets me at my limit. I've never broken a controller.
And yet you
GTA
like
5,
this game.
Never broken a controller.
No, he doesn't
Halo.
Like Ghost.
You're not listening. Never broken a controller any other game except Call of Duty.
That so really, we just need to take Call of Duty from you. Is
if you did,
it's an intervention.
I would probably, yeah, well, I mean, I'd be alright. I mean, I may have broken a game or a controller during Battlefield, but not that bad.
I know you broke in two of mine.
I've never broken any of yours.
Hmm.
I haven't. I'm getting all yours back.
When I say two of mine are broken.
Not from me.
It's somebody.
Not from me, sir.
In the 8 years we've been friends, you've broken at least two of my
controllers. Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
Oh, now.
I thought you meant since you, like, when you came
no,
and lived with me
like,
for a little
you've
bit.
You've broken my controllers.
I never had any of your controllers.
I have never gone through so many controllers until I...
I would just
you
like
had
to go to
eight controllers.
I had so many
you
controllers.
You had so many controllers. I remember you giving me one and
this
I maybe
guy
broke
just
one.
Going through
I have never
candy.
Broken a controller in my life.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I just sit there, I get mad, I'm like, fuck.
I casually said,
really? That's how you get mad? Fuck. Like, you fuck. Shrug and you hold your hands up. Fuck.
That's
what
I
do.
Really? Yeah.
And then
I
break shit.
I know.
So mad.
If I play League, I get fucking pissed. That pushes me off.
No, I'll set down the controller. I'll turn off the game. That's it.
Spawn kills are my thing.
I will slam
if
my
you spawn kill me,
next to my
I will
computer,
put my controller through the TV.
God.
Like, I've contemplated
you are never
throwing
allowed.
A controller.
You throw controllers at the wall a lot.
Yeah, you have.
That's from Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to play, like...
Or Battlefield.
I literally walked into your house and you were throwing your controller at the wall.
Call
I'm like, hey, guys.
Call of Duty. But, like, if me and you were playing, like, what's the fighting game that we always play?
Mortal Kombat.
Injustice, thank you.
Injustice, okay.
If we were to play Injustice, I would lose. I wouldn't get pissed off and throw a controller. I lost fair and square to you. Or I lost fair and square to one of our friends fighting us.
But
even
in Call of Duty,
even if it was
bullshit.
Multiplayer, and I was fighting somebody on Injustice across the world... And he beat me fair and square. However, I'm playing Call of Duty, and this guy hip fires from across the map, shoots me in the fucking head. Fuck you, you deserve to die. That's how I feel about that. I'll fuck
you. God, you know.
There's modded controllers.
Yeah,
I was on
them.
Amazon looking for an actual controller. Modded controllers popped up. There's $120 for a modded controller.
Yeah,
I've made them before. It's like
if you suck at a game, don't cheat to be better. Fucking just suck at the game and stop playing.
That's
I'm
what
talking
I do.
To you, fucking cocksuckers. Stop playing the fucking game and let me be good.
Put that on a shirt.
That's a lot of words.
God, that makes me so mad.
Yeah, I can tell. Now, you know that shitty controller that Ben uses?
Yeah.
What shitty controller?
The one you know why it's a shitty controller?
No.
It's a modded controller.
You're a dick.
You
suck at video games. That's why.
I haven't used it. Bullshit. We're on par. We're about the same.
You use modded controllers. I don't.
I haven't used that controller since Modern Warfare 1.
Okay. Well, if I gave you a regular controller...
That's why it fucking sucks. It's 20 years old.
If I gave you a controller fresh out of a Microsoft box, and you gave me a controller fresh out of a Microsoft box, 9 out of 10 times I'd beat you in any game.
I disagree.
Halo, he will whoop your ass.
I will absolutely whoop your ass.
I haven't played Halo in a long time, so maybe I'm a little rusty on Halo.
It's like you give me and him one solid night. Guaranteed. Ooh, no.
Ooh,
no.
Do you remember? Wait a minute. Me and Nick were so nasty.
No, wait.
Point.
Do you remember Halo 4?
Yeah. Nasty.
No, Nick is not on your side right now. He's remembering how great I was doing.
I remember that day.
I remember playing Halo 4, and I remember not even getting through the story mode, so I never played Halo 4 that much. I will give you that. I already said I'll
Joey
give you that.
Joey is nasty.
I'll give you
that. I was getting like 28, 29 kills a game.
I'll give you that.
In like and a game to 50.
5 deaths.
Yeah.
Not even.
I already said I'd give you that. Like why are you still talking about
it? This would be a great video.
It would.
Yeah.
Let's see it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's see it.
No modded controllers.
I don't even think it works anymore. It's a shitty controller because it's broken.
It doesn't work. I die all the time.
Has nothing to do with it.
Has nothing to do with the controller, man. You're just bad
at playing. Like, what's different with the modded controller? I've never used one.
There's a microchip in it, which basically reroutes the trigger. So if you push the sync button, you can change the mode on the microchip. And then when you hold down the trigger, it'll just quickly turn it on and off. It'll, like, complete the connection.
So if you have a semi-automatic gun where you have to hit the trigger.
Or a sniper rifle.
Or a sniper rifle, right? Instead of, like, if you don't even have a bolt-action rifle, you have a fucking just, boom, boom, semi-automatic rifle.
Yeah.
Right.
You hit the controller, you hold the controller down, and it cycles through. So you don't have to keep pushing
up and
down.
So your sniper rifle becomes fully automatic.
Yeah, exactly. Your sniper rifle becomes fully automatic, and it doesn't have any recoil on it.
Well, it has the same recoil in the game, but not... But
well, yeah, no,
like your
I'm saying,
rifle, for example, which would have recoil, has less because you're quickly letting on and off, so it doesn't build up.
Right.
And plus, you're actually shooting faster a lot of times than the automatic rifle normally would. Mm-hmm. Although, more recently, the more recent games are a lot better at preventing it.
Right.
But, like, Modern Warfare 1 had, like, no stopping it. I mean, you could take
Black Ops 1 still has no stopping it. Like, there are still stupid people on there. I've seen people go, like, 50-1, and I'm like... That's impossible. You can't really do that.
Yeah. So, it does a lot of damage a lot faster, too. So,
yeah
that's stupid. Because semi-automatics are more powerful because you can only shoot it once at a time.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a modded control and it's this fucking automatic, semi-automatic gun, you're a fucking cheater and you suck at playing video games.
Sorry, calm down.
All right, we're going to move on to a different topic before Cy breaks something.
You're getting
well,
red.
Speaking of getting angry and breaking things.
Good transition, Ben, but Flappy Birds.
Yep, that's where I was going.
I haven't
with this.
Downloaded that game for fear. I might break my phone.
They took it off the
It's
the app
now off the App Store.
Why?
Because people kept breaking their shit.
No, that's not why.
I watched a video today.
My logic,
and it was like, here's a quick hack on how to beat all the levels of Flappy Bird. The dude is like, he's talking about how he does it. And like, he's like, it's all about the technique, and I watch the technique, and he starts. And he runs into the third pipe. And smashes his galaxy with a hammer a shitload of times. And then he brings it back to the middle where you can see it in the camera and does it like 3 more fucking times. And then it stops and he thinks at the end of the video, he goes, BAM! And hits it again. And he's like, thank you. And turns the video off.
So anyway, but yeah, Flappy Bird was taken off the market. The developer didn't want all the attention he was getting for it.
What?
Yeah, I think he was from Korea, maybe. His last name's Korean, I know that much.
North or South?
I would imagine South.
Okay.
I don't think North Koreans can publish apps.
Okay.
Publish.
Publish.
Wow.
They cannot publish apps.
No offense to the gays.
It wasn't to the gays.
I know that was...
Okay, I get it.
So I'm slow on the joke, but that's
all right. I'm blonde. It takes a minute.
Yeah, you're more like bald, but... Oh. He's not bald. He's just baldy. I'm sorry, Sai. I love you. Don't hurt me. So I almost took off my neck with the bottle cap.
You pushed the ball button. You shouldn't have pushed the ball button. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
I have a receding hairline. It was because I washed my hair every time I took a shower, and I used to take a shower 3 times a day. Apparently, I just found out like
a lot when you were a kid.
What? No, I love showers. Showers are so relaxing for me.
Yeah,
but I just found out. Shut up.
Shut up.
I just found out the other, like maybe a year ago, not the other day, that you're not supposed to wash your hair
every time you take a shower. Like you maybe go, every other day.
Yeah, no, well, maybe like once a week is what I heard.
I've heard that's for girls. I think guys, it's like every other day.
Well, I guess
when I had long hair, I washed it maybe twice a week.
Yeah, long hair, you're supposed to...
But yeah, no, I found out from my girlfriend the other day that that's probably the reason my hair is falling out is because I washed my hair three times a day up until about a year ago.
Oh.
And I stopped washing my hair every fucking day.
Well, maybe it'll grow back. Who knows?
No, it's not going to grow back. Shut up. I got Rogaine. Spot. I bought Rogaine.
Does it work?
Oh, here's a funny thing. What they don't put on their fucking websites that they have on their fucking box that you don't see until you fucking buy it. It says, do not use if you have a receding hairline.
Oh.
Why?
I don't fucking know.
Did you use it?
No.
All right.
Because it says don't use for receding hairlines. It doesn't work dog, for receding
just
hairlines.
Just use it.
I might.
Just do it. I might.
Or you could use Nair. I bet Nair would work really well.
Really? Nair removes hair, you dickhead.
You can always get, you know, hair implants if it's that big of a deal.
I got them that time.
That hurt. That, like, yeah. Cut my arm a bit.
Good.
That would hurt, though. And you get like little
implants?
Hair plugs.
Little plugs.
Hair plugs. They go, bring that up a little bit.
You could get hair tattooed.
Nick, I know where I'm balding. You don't have
to point it out. That area right there.
Thank you.
You could just get your hair tattooed to your head.
There you go. MC Widow's Peak.
Yeah, there
you go. MC's Widow's Peak.
I might.
It'd be great.
MC has a tattooed Widow's Peak.
God damn it.
Oh, you haven't seen the new Team 4 Star, have you?
Oh, no, I haven't.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
The Dragon Ball Z abridged.
You haven't seen Team 4 Star. Any of their Dragon Ball Z videos.
Not a single one.
Or they have Attack on Titan now, too.
Wow.
I'm ashamed.
Bro, it's the funniest thing in the fucking world. They dub over Dragon Ball Z videos.
Huh.
And they make him hysterical. Goku's fucking retarded as shit.
The stronger he gets, the dumber he gets.
It's so fucking funny.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Maybe I'll watch it later.
Vegeta's a
maybe.
Dick.
No, that's your homework.
Vegeta's
for tonight.
Awesome.
That's my homework. I have homework. Homework. No?
Yeah. All right.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Bless you.
I tasted hot dog and I didn't even eat hot dogs.
No, we had wings. I brought wings from
here
today.
That's what it was. You're welcome.
Good silence, everybody.
Yeah, right. Let's keep it going.
So, how was everybody's day? Was it a good day?
Busy day.
Busy day. What'd you do today?
Oh, god. Fuck. All right. So, I fucked up this morning.
Did you?
Oh,
know?
You did.
Oh man. So, I'm gonna go through my night.
Okay.
So, I didn't get off work until 4 because I had the CEO/president owner of Pepin come in.
Who is the owner of Budweiser?
Budweiser.
Okay, and this was at your work? Cheap. Okay.
And I
which is a bar and restaurant thing.
That's not cheap at all.
It's cheap. It's the cheapest place.
It's cheap for Soho.
It is, yeah.
It's cheaper.
It's the cheapest place when you're working.
Yeah, it is.
Hey.
But he comes in, buys 2 bottles of Grey Goose, and his son's like, make sure everyone in this circle has a drink in their hand. I'm like, all right, cool. Get them all drinks. And then my other table ended up walking out on me.
What?
Because they were dicks.
Oh, okay.
Like, they ordered shit and didn't pay.
Yeah, $75 tab. No, Puerto Ricans do that all
the time. When I worked at a restaurant, there was this group of, like, 3 guys, and they just, every time they came in, they'd do that shit.
It's like,
why didn't you not let them
I
in?
Had to pay well,
it wasn't,
time they
it
came
wasn't
in.
My call. That was, and they always got the girl waitress, who was, like, the small little girl who would never call anybody out on anything.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for her, because they walked out on a couple of checks on hers, and they weren't cheap. They were, like, $50, $60 tabs.
Damn. Luckily, though, I got the place. $75 tab. Down to about 28. I managed to wiggle my way around it, and then I ended up getting $130 from Pepin Dude.
Okay.
I think I would have gotten more if the actual owner would have paid me, but his son was like insisting on paying, so I was like, fuck, no,
gotcha.
Stop it.
Kick him in the throat.
Shut up, let your dad
no,
pay.
No, seriously. They're like,
so that party was there until like 3 a.m., and then I had my regulars down at the end of the bar. I go down there, I'm trying to cash him out, and this girl, is like, hey, come here. So I lean over, and she, like, puts her arm behind my neck and, like, brings me in and, like, starts licking my ear. Now, guys, I have 3/4 inch plugs.
Gauges.
There we go.
Let me stop you right there. Let me tell you how bad gauges smell just by themselves. They are the worst body
you have,
smell
you, know.
You have. You can stick your finger in your ass and smell your finger. It doesn't smell as bad as Gage's smell.
But the thing about Gage, like the ear cheese is what I like to call it.
It's
ear
cheese.
Ew. It's so
ear fucking
listen,
gross.
Like, I love to hate to smell it.
It's
sense.
A body smell.
Yeah, it's just like, ooh.
You gotta smell it.
But
no,
anyways,
absolutely not.
I
think we've talked about this before. No.
Look, okay, there's a different smell. If you have silicone, They don't smell. God. You can go without washing them for months, and they will not smell.
Not mine.
Unless you get that cheese.
Yeah.
All right. Or wood ones. This is like so this.
Yeah, can we please stop talking about smell. This?
Yeah.
All right. Go anyways, back to the story.
Can. However, no. I don't acrylic. Know. Acrylic metal. You go a day without washing your ears, and they reek. You can smell them from at least a foot.
And I have.
If you
metal
go a day without washing your ears, you're a dirty bastard anyway.
Yeah, but
it's tough.
It's tough. It's tough. Anyways.
All right. Back to the story.
She starts licking my ear and shoves her tongue in between like the plug itself.
Ew.
And the skin. And
why
then,
are we talking about this?
Well, this listen. I didn't go to sleep. So this is my day. My day started when I was at work.
Okay,
that's when I wake up. I go to work. And then she starts going down my face, and I'm sitting there stunned. Shut up.
No, hang on. You told me the story earlier today, and I still the question was running through my mind. Did you wash your ears that day?
No.
Okay, now finish the story, and then I'll stop you in a second. Go ahead.
I'm sorry,
like,
everybody.
I wake up, I go to work, I...
All right, work. Girl licking your ear.
She's going down your cheek.
And then she's, like, going down my cheek, and, like, her friends are all, like, deer in the headlight looks like, oh my god, what is fucking Lauren doing? No, I don't know, fuck her name, I don't know. And then next thing I know, she, like, looks at me and sticks her tongue down my throat.
Stop. So she got that ear cheese in your mouth.
I was hoping it rubbed off on my beard as she was going
like
down.
Like a Brillo pad.
Yeah. Like an SOS pad. Yeah. But so I ended up getting off work and then this girl who I'm kind of talking to, not really, I don't know, she was supposed to come over later on in the day. Well, unfortunately, I ended up staying up all night cleaning the house and doing some things for work, like studying, research, blah, blah, blah. And then come 11
Your
o'clock in the morning.
Fucking phone.
Sorry. 11 o'clock in the morning comes around. I'm like, all right, cool. She's going to be over here. She's leaving at 12:30. I can take an hour and a half nap. Awesome. Well, unfortunately, I synced my phone to my new computer and it somehow erased all my ringtones.
Okay.
So I had nothing but standard ringtones.
Let me stop you right there.
Didn't wake up.
Nick has ringtones on his phone that are loud, screamo, like death metal screamo songs.
Yeah.
So it'll wake me up from his room.
I'm a heavy sleeper.
Wait, you guys sleep in the same house?
No. I used to stay over his house.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So I'm a very heavy sleeper, and so I would put like certain ringtones on there so I know.
Right, to make sure you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And she came over to my house, called me 3 times, and left. I woke up at 2. I was like, "Oh fuck!" And I like got dressed and went over to her place to apologize. I was like, "I told her, I was like, you just got to be aware. Like, I can sleep through anything, and I didn't go to sleep the entire night. I'm sorry." And she was really cool about it. She baked me bread.
Oh,
yeah,
that was very nice.
She's a Jew. It's halabat, right?
It's challa or hala. Yeah, hala.
Hala.
Hala. Again, no offense to the gays.
Yeah. I got to hang out with this fucker too.
Yeah,
so
pretty funny.
I can't tell you about the rest of my day.
Good. We'll keep that day under wraps, hidden, closed, locked behind closed doors.
Yep. But
bolted in a safe, key thrown out, and lit on fire because fire is great.
I can't talk about that.
I like fire.
Fire. I just made up a song. Yeah, there was no real song.
Thank you for taking that away from me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I try. We should do a series where we just light stuff on fire.
Like what? Random things?
You pick something.
Like
Joey's
your fucking
hair.
Dog? Oh my god.
Joey's hair and Joey's dog came to mind.
No, neither of those.
We can always Charmander somebody.
Charmander? I don't think I want to know what that means.
Are
I don't. I
a traffic cone up someone's ass and light the other end on fire?
No, it's when,
That doesn't sound like
Wait, no, we can't.
I don't
mind.
Like where this is going.
You don't want to know. If you guys, it's called Charizarding. Urban Dictionary it. You're welcome.
I like how it's a question. You're welcome.
Profit? Perhaps.
Maybe. Look at that, improving the lives of people again. We taught them how to eat Hot Pockets.
Oh,
I didn't hear about that. Did we teach
you missed
people
it?
How to eat Hot Pockets?
We did.
You just put it straight in the toilet, right?
Yes, I know.
That's where it's going anyway.
That was podcast number 3 or something? I don't remember.
I wasn't here for that one.
Yeah, you weren't. You
then, were then it was podcast.
But now we're doing Sunday, so everybody should be able to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, my Chiefs close on Sundays now.
Oh.
We're trying to get rid of
everyone.
The ratchetness that happens on Sunday.
That's a good way to put it. I was
ratchetness?
Gonna put
what are you?
Wow. I was going that direction. it got really hood really fast, and they're like, we're not about this. because it gets crazy there on Sundays, like bad.
People getting shanked and shot and...
But, yeah, they close down on Sundays.
Well, I know the Lodge, which is in Soho, who has really good lunch, by the way. I don't know if you've been there.
I've never eaten there.
$7 lunches, their sliders or sushi. Both are really good. It's only $7.
I know I've been to the Lodge.
If I'm going to go to sushi for lunch, I'm going to Koizzi.
Yeah. That's true.
$12 all you can eat.
Yeah, we talked... Oh, I think for you made lunch? Did you miss that podcast? No.
Nine for lunch.
Did you miss that podcast too? We talked about Koizzi for like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah.
Fucking love Koizzi.
Yeah.
That's the shit.
Fuck me for some
Koizzi. When they first opened, I think
I was there. We talked about it all.
7-8 times a week? Yeah. More than that? We were there almost once a day.
We know.
Yeah. We talked about it.
All right, fuck you guys. I didn't talk about it. I want to talk about it now.
Sorry.
It's okay, baby. No, Soho Sushi is also really good.
So, I go there all the time with my dad. That's usually where me and my dad go.
Yeah, ask for Kimmy.
Kimmy?
Yeah, that's how Nick sent you.
I think we got Kimmy last time. She has tattoos?
A little Asian lady?
Nope. Yeah. Nope, that was not her.
Asian and tattoos don't go together. I've never seen
Asian
really?
She has tattoos. She's really sweet. She comes to my bar all the time.
Okay.
Really nice lady.
Well, good to know. Remember that podcast, listeners? Go to that place he just said, Soho Sushi, and ask for Kimmy.
Or you can come go to
Remember that, Soho Sushi. Free advertising.
You're welcome.
If you come see me at my job and ask for Nick, I will buy you a drink.
Mention the podcast?
Yeah. Mention the podcast or Frosted Gaming.
Frosted Gaming podcast, awesomeware, any of those things, we'll know what you're talking about.
You know what? Say Frosted Gaming.
Yeah, Frosted Gaming's
If you come to Dubliner and you want to order food, tell your server to put on the ticket, say Frosted Gaming, special instructions, Frosted Gaming, I will fucking hook you the fuck up.
Yeah. I don't have a job where I can do that, but if I did, I would so hook you guys up too.
This is a thought that counts.
If you see Joey in public and mention that, he'll gladly shake your hand.
Shake your hand, you're right, I don't like hugs. I like hugs sometimes.
He has time, things to do.
Yeah, I have things to do, so I'll just shake my hand.
No hug.
Careful, if you have a cane, he will fucking trip you.
He does not give a fuck.
And I will take that cane, because I have places to go, and I need a cane to get there.
You're an idiot.
Okay.
You're an idiot.
I want a shirt now with a cane.
You do not need a cane.
No, I don't.
You do not need a cane.
I just want to take
a cane. All of a sudden, he pushes this person over and take their cane, and a top hat would just appear on his head, and he'd start swinging a cane and skipping down the street.
And a bow tie.
Breaks out into a huge gay musical. Oh, God. No, I can see it. Joey's the lead fucking dancer in the tightest of tights. Ugh. Just the tightest.
Joey could be the new Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Like the new I could totally pull off a Willy Wonka.
That was a joke.
You could totally pull off a Willy.
Oh, yeah. I see what you did there. Pull off a Willy.
You can pull off a Willy.
Yeah.
So you guys hear that America's going to end the sign and swipe on your debit card, credit cards?
Good transition.
Yeah, Segway. Segway's our strong point tonight.
Really?
Yeah. So you can't just swipe your card and then sign your name and call it a day.
I was going to say that's a good thing because Ben always used to swipe his credit card and when he had to sign, he would sign, I am not God. Or God. Or anything but his fucking real name. And they would accept it. Like,
yeah,
they wouldn't deny it.
Well, what are they going to compare it to, really?
The signature on the back of the fucking card where it's supposed to be.
I have not signed a single name on the back of any of my cards. Neither. And nobody's looked.
Yeah,
nobody said a thing to me about it.
However, I want to stop there. People that put please see ID on the back of their card, always, every single person that has please see ID on the back of the card where it says your signature, every single person I know that has that, every time they show them their card, they see that in the back. Like, for some reason, it's like they see it through the front of the card, and they're like, I need to look at the back of the card. I need to see your ID. Like, nobody else does that. Like, Ben, I've never seen anybody ask Ben for his ID when he uses his card, because he never had a signature on the back of his card. He never had please see ID on the back of his card. But, my mom says please see ID. Every time she uses her card, they look at the back, they're like, can I see your ID?
Wow.
Other people that have please see ID on the back of the card,
I have never done it.
Really?
Usually people just give me their ID.
Well, you also are at a bar, though, where people have to give their IDs in most cases.
It's a bar.
It's not the same as, like, if you're at the grocery store buying bread.
Yeah, no, it's exactly what my mom would get.
Right. So, but I guess October 2015, I have references this time, so I'm knowledgeable.
Look at you.
Yeah, I'm professional.
Does it actually affect this?
And we almost have it linked up. It's not, like, a complete topics list, but it's some stuff.
That's good.
Yeah. And so anyway, October 2015, they're going to stop that, and you have to have a pen and chip, which I guess the chip's going to be in the card.
Okay.
And then with that, you have to put in a pen number, even if it's a credit card.
Is that a pen, not a pen?
Like a pen number.
A pin number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pen.
That's gonna
stop. You said pen twice.
Pen.
Pin.
Same bullshit.
With an I. Pin.
Apparently I say SERP really weird.
What?
Syrup. What? SERP.
Syrup?
Yeah, syrup. Like syrup.
There you go.
Apparently syrup. I leave out the U.
And yeah, the Y. You say SERP. You say S-R-P.
That's
S-R-P.
Gonna stop a lot SERP. Of the credit card frauds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's yeah. The idea.
Nice.
Because, cool. Like, England's done it for years. I don't know if they've ever done it. Where you
has it been broken yet?
I don't think so,
like
no.
Ways around it?
I'm sure there's ways around it. If I know your pen, there's a way around it.
No, if I were to find your card out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you just have to so. Guess pin numbers until it works.
No, I'm just...
That's 9,999 fucking options.
And I think they stop you at 5, to be honest. Because I put a pin in 5 times wrong, and...
I feel like it's like 3.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 5. It's really
so
short.
So you have 3 chances to get it right.
So that's a, like, 1 in 2,000 chance or something.
Well, now, like, math. Some people are dumb enough to just leave the last 4... Right.
A 1 in math chance.
No, I'm just talking about random cards that you would find anywhere.
God fucking damn it.
It's okay, Ben. Share your thoughts.
Last 4 digits of their phone number?
Yeah, no. Not either last 4 digits of their phone number or the last 4 digits of the card.
Why would you use the last 4 digits of your card?
Because people are fucking stupid.
Yeah,
dude.
They are. Shit. Yeah. I use whatever the bank gives me.
No, mine is... Never mind.
Yeah, well, mine is 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, my... Well...
Oh, Nick, do not say yours on the internet.
I'll just say it's satanic.
So it's 666666.
It's something kind of like that.
Okay. Way to go. Now your pen's out there for
something kind of like it.
It's not that.
Exactly.
It's something along those lines, yes.
1.
Real mature there.
2. 666.
3.
666.
No. It's 663.
6661. 6662.
We should just get that. That's what we need on a shirt. Just 6660, 6661 all the way down.
What is his pen, damn it?
So where do we...
But would somebody get it if they actually did that?
Yeah, all they get is like $2. My bank moved, and I really don't feel like driving all the way out there to make the deposits.
Yeah,
so
fuck that.
Like,
you don't have direct deposits?
No.
No.
Yeah, it sucks. I quit Olive Garden, so...
Yeah, we talked to you.
All my direct deposits shit's done.
Do you have erect deposit?
Excuse me?
What?
You have erectile...
You need to get laid, buddy.
Yeah,
stat.
Dude, you do, man. That's
all right. I can give you one of my
songs. Oh, look, a Wii remote.
That's weird.
No, yeah, no. It's almost like we play with it.
What? We can be Eskimo brothers.
No, why not? I don't want the diseases you have.
Make Eskimo
I don't
brothers.
Have diseases. Yeah, we are.
Uncomfortable moving.
Sign moving during the Eskimo silence.
That would be Ben moving. Ben just very uncomfortable.
That's the second time today I've called you Sai.
Kill yourself.
I'm sorry, Sai.
Yeah, I am much more attractive.
Really?
Yeah.
You do have a receding hairline.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right, this is immediately going south.
I'm just saying. Ben's getting mad.
We'll cut
you
that
pushed the hair button.
You pushed the hair button.
I was just going to defend your ass, too.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. I was going to say, in your defense, at least you have a girlfriend. But you know what? Fuck you.
You're right.
And I hope
at
she takes a shit on your face.
I would let her shit on my face.
I said, I hope she takes a shit on your face.
That's alright.
I would let her.
I would.
I would eat the corn out of her shit.
Are you talking about my girlfriend still?
I'm kidding.
I don't think I would do that for anybody.
Oh, I would for some people.
Even if I got paid,
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I would.
Yeah, no.
I would suck a girl's dad's dick just to be close to the family.
Wow. That's weird.
So, you know what's really weird?
Segway.
Edit that out.
Segways. What else is weird is the diesel luxury cars they have. Like, Mercedes is really pushing their diesel engine luxury sedans.
Yeah, I've been seeing that a lot on commercials.
Yeah, I saw them the other day.
Sorry, I'm not going to buy a luxury car if I have to pay 60 cents more in gas.
Well, if you're buying a luxury car, you don't care about gas.
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Retarded. Diesel gas is still expensive as fuck.
Yeah, but if you're buying a $150,000 car,
you have the
care
money to pay for gas.
About the other $15 your gas tank has to fill.
If I went $300,000, say I want to go buy,
that's a bad investment. If you only want $300,000,
if I want a new car, have you seen my car?
You don't.
Well, you should get a Tesla.
Yeah,
which doesn't need gas. Those are only $100,000.
My electric bill would put the fucking gas.
You
bill.
Are a dumb fuck. Oh my god,
it's like
electricity
on
is
the charge.
Yeah, you charge up your whole car for like $4.
Yeah.
For like 400 miles, yeah.
That's cute.
they have parking garages where you can just go there and plug your car in.
Yeah, and Tesla actually just finished. They have cross-country stations, 30-minute full super charges. Station. The superstations. Cross-country, fill you up for free.
Yep. The Don Cesar in St. Pete, they have electric car charging in the parking lot.
Is it the Tesla one or just another one?
Electric guitar.
It's
electric
car. General one.
Okay.
It does.
Because those you do have to pay for, but again, it's still way cheaper than gas.
Yeah.
Huh.
So if you win $300,000, get a Tesla.
Yeah.
Who also just recently announced that they're actually nearing their $30,000 model.
Well, say.
That's like super affordable for a full electric car.
Well, the Chevy the Chevy Volt can do 300 miles on
battery. No, it does 80 miles on battery.
The Tesla wants to send us those cars for advertisement because we're putting your name out there.
Yeah, Tesla. Hey, Tesla. How you doing, Tesla?
What up? Just send us one and we can carpool in that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can send us four.
Then we could not carpool.
And we could carpool one person in each car.
And then we pick up chicks in our electric car.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then, have you seen the Teslas? Especially the Roadsters. You could pick up a chick and a Tesla Roadster.
Easily.
Right.
No,
but I don't think that the $30,000 version is going to be that sexy.
I bet you it'll be as sexy as the Model S. Sai and Nick are having their own conversation over here.
He said something about no butts in that, and I was like, oh, there'd be so many butts in that. And I went for a high five, and he high-fived me. I was like, you didn't hear me. He's like, no, I didn't.
Well, you know, the back seats, you can actually get two additional seats in the trunk of your Tesla. So you can have seven seats in it.
What?
So you could totally get lots of butts in the trunk of your car.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah. You just took that to the next level.
Can you fold down all four seats though?
Fold them down?
Can
you fold down all your seats and take a bed in the back?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shut up!
Who doesn't have sex in their car?
Right?
I don't have sex
in my car. I haven't had sex in my car.
Yeah.
Well, man, there we are going right off the end again.
That's all I think about.
Joey just doesn't want us to talk about sex because Joey doesn't have sex.
No, I'm just... I don't care.
And the truth comes out.
We are just shitting on everyone today.
I'm just saying where it's going. Here is fine, but we're getting really close to being in bad territory for the third time tonight.
No, we were talking about anal sex.
God damn it.
Right? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Love it.
What?
They don't.
Like an abortion. You want it, they don't. That's your face looks at it.
All right, so we're about close to wrapping up here, but we need to come up with a way
better... Speaking of wrapping it up.
Wrap it before you tap it. This is the National Frosted Gaming PSA to use protection.
Use protection. Trojan on the
way. Condom broke for the first time. Never had that happen.
Yeah, I've never had that
really?
Happen.
First time today?
Yeah, me neither.
Or no, yesterday. Shut up, Joe.
I always put water in it and then do the whole squeeze test.
No, I'm talking about like...
Oh, the way they...
Wasn't Riley's birthday yesterday?
Oh, fuck. It happened yesterday, too.
You had sex on your daughter's birthday.
Yeah, well, I didn't have my daughter.
Oh. I thought she was, like, in the
area. No, it was, like, before I went to the party.
Okay, cool.
Morning sex. It was morning sex.
So you had all those juices, and then you hung out with your daughter.
Wow!
No, I took a shower. Chill out. Look at dad.
We're making Sai look like this awful father. Sai is not an awful father.
I'm trying to paint a picture for our audience. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're painting.
We have our fucking audience.
Shit! All right, you're painting.
Our audience
shit.
Is made of aardvarks.
It's bullshit.
Sai's
I took a shower. I did. With her. We didn't have sex, but I took a shower.
Good for you.
Well, we had sex prior to
did
the shower.
Did you wash your hair?
No, yeah. I didn't.
Oh, all right, good. Oh.
To wash your hair today.
Well, actually, the reason I stopped washing my hair is not because I found out that you're not supposed to wash your hair every day. It's because when I washed my hair, it would get so poofy, I couldn't do shit with it. It wouldn't lay down like this. It would be like, and it would try to lay down. So
it's just like one very thin line of like long hair.
It almost looks like a toupee. I'm not even
arguing. It does look like a toupee.
It looks like a toupee, doesn't it?
You can pull off that toupee look.
Like, I need to get it cut, because the longer it gets, the more it looks like a toupee.
I was going to say, when it's short, it doesn't really look
good. I wish you had a top hat on, though.
What?
Oh my god, you should wear a top hat. You remember when we had that top hat party?
Yes! We made top hat out of construction paper.
And the monocles and the milk cart rings. That was
what?
Great.
You weren't there for that?
Ratchet.
No! Oh man, no, that was great.
That was a fun evening.
That was great. That was good times. We should do that again.
We should. Yeah, that was when you
We should do that next Sunday for our podcast.
Yeah,
monocles, I agree.
Monocles and top hats. And bow ties.
Can we get a camera to record us while we do it then?
Yeah, we'll do a quick Awesome Life before. I don't want to record the whole...
All right, whatever. Yeah, that works.
When can we start recording our podcast? People actually want to see what we look
video?
Like.
When I'm not too lazy to, like, make myself look decent before we start this endeavor.
You...
Joey, the way you look now and the way you try to look
when you're like looked up is the same fucking thing. You look the same.
Is that a compliment or an insult? I can't tell.
Kind of, it's both. You're an idiot.
But okay,
you look the same.
It's like you're not ugly. I don't know.
No, you look the same. Yeah, like if you were to do your hair with the axe shit, it would fall in the same fucking place.
All right. Okay. Whatever. Well, maybe we will.
I will say that your Jufro is especially Jewy today.
It is very Jewy today.
Yeah, well, I actually got a compliment on both the Jewiness and the niceness of the Jewiness. Chewy Jewiness.
Oh, it's like a Chewy
Jewiness.
Chewy Jewiness.
Like a Charleston Chew.
There we go, getting to really dangerous territories again.
Chewy Jingles Change.
What? Chewy Jingles Change.
Yeah. I'm going to be the next
tongue twister.
I'm going to be the next tongue twister for kids in elementary school.
Chewy Joey's Jingles.
I came up with a tongue twister.
Yes.
Chewy Joey Jingles Change.
All right, that's everybody's homework for this week's podcast, is to record yourself trying to say that.
Chewy Joey Jingles Change.
Make it more Jewy, though.
All right, we're about to do an awesome life where I play the knife game.
No. We're not doing that.
The knife game?
Yeah. Where you put the knife through your fingers around? Yeah.
Nope.
Chop, chop, chop.
Nope.
I can do it.
Good for you.
I can't do it when I'm drunk.
Nope.
You really can't do it without cutting his fingers.
When I'm drunk.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't cut a finger off yet, but
it's going to happen.
I've cut myself pretty deep while I was drunk playing.
Right, and an intelligent person would say, you know, I'm not going to play that game anymore.
No, an intelligent person would say, I'm not playing this game when I'm drunk anymore.
But Ben's sober now, and he's still saying he's going to do it.
Because
did you guys see what happened last night?
No, what happened last night?
On 275?
No, I heard there was like a five death. Yeah, that was
a lot of deaths happened this morning in Hillsborough County.
It was,
it's 8 this morning.
Wow, no, that's shit. Crazy.
Like, what happened?
I heard it was on 275, it was an opposite direction accident.
Yeah, there's a video. Someone caught the video online, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on Facebook.
Ooh.
Shit. And she's sitting there, she's recording it, and the next thing you know, you see this huge ball of flames, and she starts crying on the video.
Yeah, five people died. I mean, that was a serious accident.
Guy was going the opposite way on the interstate.
No,
in the middle
shit.
Lane, just fucking hauling ass, too.
Do they know why, or...
Well, he's dead.
I don't know. Oh, they're all dead. I don't know.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah. What if I'm not here and I'm a ghost and it was me?
You know.
Shut up.
They were all...
I'm here. All right, you guys are fine.
It was so nice when we didn't have to edit the podcast last week.
Yeah, it was great. We put it out the same night.
Worst podcast.
No, this has not been the worst podcast.
No.
Worst podcast?
In terms of having to do additional work,
episode
though?
3.
Yeah.
Not talking about...
The one that's titled Not for the Easily Offended. That's probably our worst one.
I think that's our tagline.
The least funniest is one it? would be.
Was probably the one that me and Joey did.
Yeah,
that's a little bit more serious tone.
We can have some serious conversation. This has been a good podcast. All right, so any finishing thoughts here before we... I want to end on a lighter note, not so morbid.
The fair is in town.
Yeah, the fair is in town. We should go.
I think there's a circus in town, too.
Is there?
Raymond James Stadium, right next to Raymond James.
Yeah. I think I'd rather go to the fair.
I've seen a huge tent, and I'm like, that's got to be a fucking circus.
Well, yeah, Super Bowl's over, or football season.
I want to go to the fair, though.
Yeah, let's go to the fair. We should go to the fair. We'll record an awesome life.
I can do Tuesday.
I can do Tuesday daytime, not Tuesday night. No.
I can't do Tuesday night.
I can do Tuesday daytime.
Why can't you do Tuesday night?
I don't know. We'll figure this out after the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
They have ramen burgers.
What?
Yeah, like two ramen patties. And like the burger in the middle and like the top.
Like, you know how when you make ramen noodles, you either crunch it up in the bag or you throw it in the pot and then all
boils? Right.
Well, they keep it in that box thing you would get in the package.
Mm-hmm.
They keep it in that kind of form so it kind of makes a bun.
Oh, cool.
So you have two ramen noodle
buns. That sounds really messy, but also really good.
It's not that messy, though. They're kind of stuck together, like, with flour. Ooh,
and deep-fried Oreos? Also
deep-fried Oreos.
I'm down for a Luther burger.
Yeah. All right, so...
No.
That's the donuts.
The glazed donut burger.
Buns.
Is that good?
Oh, my God, have you never had one? They're so good. They're so good. They're ridiculously good.
I'm willing to try any kind of food at the fair. Just to say I have it.
A lot of food pair.
God damn it.
Food pair?
That's gross.
I want to try some fried butter.
I don't know how I feel about fried butter. I feel like I'd feel really gross.
I feel like I would instantly die of a heart attack.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not one for heart attacks.
Why did everybody just look at me? Holy shit.
Because we were expecting you to add on to it.
Joey's like, I'm not one for heart attacks. Joey looks at me, Ben looks at me, next
to me. I can eat two bags of candy within like an hour.
That's diabetes.
Oh my god. This motherfucker, I will never forget, like when we first became friends.
I still tell this story to people.
We went out to Golden Corral and had a feast, ate so much food.
Probably
driving
at
back,
least 4 to 6
he's like,
each.
Hey, can you stop at CVS? Yeah, man, cool. Pulling the CVS. Bitch comes out with fucking soda and candy and chips and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, I'm hungry. I'm like, we just got done eating.
A feast.
So much food. He's like, opens up his bag. How? Where does it go?
Munchies. Back in the day, it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
even now, though, you're not like big by any means.
This is beer.
Yeah, you got a beer belly going on, but you're not.
Yeah. I've noticed since I've stopped like drinking every night that I've gotten a lot more in shape.
You know, well,
alcohol's bad for you.
I haven't drank in it was
12 hours.
About, no, it was probably about 2 weeks. A solid 2 weeks I didn't drink. Solid two, 3 weeks. I'm not doing anything. What are you doing?
I'm talking about the empty Mountain Dew bottle over there.
I said I haven't drank in about two to three weeks. But I really didn't drink. Like, I think yesterday is the first time I drank in two or three weeks. Well, but I still didn't lose any weight.
Well, did you do any exercise?
No.
Well, that would probably be why.
I don't drink at all anymore. I hardly ever drink.
Yeah, that's how
good for
was.
You guys.
Yeah.
Not me.
Well, I think on that note, we'll anymore. Call it a podcast. It's kind of cutting short this week, but I gotta go. So we'll be back next Wednesday.
Next Sunday. Well, no.
Wait, it releases on Wednesday. So next Wednesday, we'll pretend it was recorded that day. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Yep.
But it's Sunday.
Shut up. We're creating an illusion here.
Happy
it doesn't
Wednesday.
Take me 4 days to edit.
Happy
so check us out, frostedgaming.com, youtube.com/frostedgaming.
TV.
You're right, youtube.com/frostedgamingTV. So I think that's it, everybody. Well, thanks for listening.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Love you.
Ta-ta. Cheers.
From KP, damn. Y'all are so fucking loud. Shut up.
Sorry. All right, well, thanks for listening. Ta-ta.